The noise you can hear in the background is the sound of the wind whistling through the rigging of a 100-foot brig, two-masted ship. She's called Training Ship Royalist, and she's owned by the Marine Trust and the Sea Cadets, and she's normally used by Sea Cadets, but this week she's being used for a group of adults on a charter, and we are in our third day, and the bad news is we are windbound. That means we're stuck in port. We're in Cowes now. We sailed over not very far, admittedly, from Gosport yesterday afternoon. Again, it was so windy in the morning we couldn't venture out, but in the afternoon we were out in the Solent, as the captain described it, playing, which meant basically putting the ship through a whole load of manoeuvres and evolutions so that the largely novice crew, many of the crew have sailed before, but not very many of them have sailed a square rigger. So that's what we were doing yesterday. It was fantastic, really good. So our job yesterday was to run the ship. So we're organised about 24 of the crew, plus a few extras, watch officers and things who are not permanent crew. So we're organised into four watches, and I'm in after starboard watch, and we look after the main mast, and we also, because of where we are in the ship, we also brace the yards on the foremast. Bracing the yards means pulling and releasing various ropes, so that instead of the square yard being across the ship, you pull one of them back so you can change the angle of the ship to the wind. It was great, really good. So we went down to Cowes, went down past Cowes, we sailed her, and then we arrived at Cowes Yacht Haven yesterday evening. And looking where I look now, I'm looking down the ship. I'm sitting in the bow. I'm quite sheltered. I'm just sitting at the base of the bowsprit, and I'm looking up. I can see the ship's bell, and then looking up, I can see the foremast. So the foremast has three square sails on it, and in front of it, it also has where one of the fore and aft sails goes, the jib. And then behind the foremast, there's a second triangular sail, which is a staysail. And then behind that, where the foremast is, there's another fore and aft sail called a spanker, which is out on a boom, after the mainmast. So those are the sails we were managing. Hard work, but great fun. As I look beyond that, I can look back towards the mainland, because obviously we're at the Isle of Wight, and I can see yachts with, actually there's a yacht just going out now with a storm jib set, and it's very windy, which is why we're not going anywhere. The weather problem is meaning we're stuck in port, so we've been doing a bit more training, and various people are having a run ashore. The plan, though, is assuming the weather moderates a bit, which, you know, fingers crossed, we can't tell whether it will or not, because the forecast, there's no clear forecast because of the weather, very complex weather situation that we're looking at. You know, we don't know. But the plan is 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, assuming we can actually leave port, we're going to think about going south to France. But who knows? Having spent, we had a briefing from the sailing master about the weather, and he showed us some of the synoptic charts. I have to say, I'm not very hopeful. The weather looks really, really bad. What a shame. It's still fun. Anyway, one of my jobs today is I am duty messman. What that means is, each watch, every day for 24 hours, you have a duty messman. That's one of your number. Looks after the mess in terms of serving food, doing the washing up, working with the cook, serving in the wardroom, which is where the captain, who's we have a woman captain, Lieutenant Commander XRN, I think, and so we have a captain, we have a bosun, we have a coxswain, we have a sailing master, and we have an engineer called Dave, who's just given us a tour of the engine room, which is really, really interesting. Anyway, I might make another boo about shipboard routine later. But one thing I was going to mention, which I just about forgotten to do, was what we did yesterday as we came in. So we came in, and a couple of brave people, of whom I was not one, before we got into the harbour, went up the masts to begin to furl the sails. So what you do is you climb up the ratlins, you then lay on the mast and you scoot out to the ends, and then you start to you pull the square sail up, and then you secure it with a special fastening, a special piece of string called a gasket. When you do that at sea, obviously you just try and get the sail up and as small as possible while you're at sea and doing it. And then once you're in harbour and things aren't moving about quite so much, you do what's called a harbour stow, which is you send some more plucky souls up and you get them to do a proper job on sorting out the square sails. And so that's what I ended up doing. So I did the two square sails on the foremast. That's the main course on the foremast and forecourse and the topsail. So you climb up the ratlins, you get onto the platform, I'll take a photo and you can have a look at it. And then you sort of I don't know how to describe it. You shuffle out on the yard. You've probably seen this. You've probably seen pictures of it. You lay your upper body over the yard, and then your feet go into some sort of rope stays that are underneath the yard, and you sort of shuffle across them somewhat knock-kneedly. Actually, my knees were knocking when I was doing it, it's quite difficult and quite scary, but I guess you get used to it. I mean, we've got some climbers, so they were clambering about all over the place. Anyway, so these bits of rope under the yard are called foot ropes. You put your feet in them, and then you shuffle out onto the yard, and then you go through what seems like quite... I mean, when you think about it on the ground, on the pontoon looking upwards, seems like quite a simple thing to do. You have to kind of pull the sail up and then strap it neatly and pull it up onto the yard. Remember you're doing this dangling over a yard. The boat is moving a little bit, not very much. She was moving slightly. And you are clipped on, so you know the worst that could have happened would have had the embarrassment of dangling there like some ungainly spider. But anyway, I didn't fall off. I'm going to try very, very hard not to fall off. But I have done something that I was scared of doing, I'm glad I've done it. At least I've done it in port, which is to go out on the yard. I didn't go out very far, largely because the bosun said we need somebody a bit smaller than you to go out. Because the problem is the foot ropes get there's less gap between the yard and the foot ropes as you go out further out onto the yard. It's quite tricky to balance then, especially if you're as tall as I am. So we did that for the forecourse, and we did that for the fore topsail, and then we came down the ratlins. And I was determined I was going to do that. I've now done it. Whether I'll be brave enough to do it at sea, I have absolutely no idea. I might be able to get as far as the platform. Whether I can get up to the second platform, where the t'gallant is, I don't know. It looks pretty bloody daunting from here, I tell you. But in any event, we are being pressed against the quay, we are blown on, and we're not going anywhere till tomorrow. So, that's it. Never mind.